Thank you. घाट पर बैठेंगे उसे पता प्रवण करेंगे। दूसरी है ये पर है ब्रह्म कुंड मेरे ब्रह्मा जी यह हजारों साल तक तपस्या आदि की और तपस्या करके कृष्ण के संतुष्ट की और फिर मानव की गंगा में स्नान की। इसलिए निकट में ये ब्रह्म कुंड है, जिस ब्रह्म कुंड के इसलिए गुरुदेव है बहुत पैसा खर्च करके और कभी संस्कार कराया और बहुत सुंदर ये सब स्थान दिव्य स्थान है। इस धाम को स्थान को हम लोग प्रणाम करते हैं। मानसी गंगा ब्रह्मा हमारी गुरु परंपरा है, उसको प्रति अवश्य हम लोग दर्शन भी करेंगे और फिर देश के निकट ही प्रार्थना करते हैं। हमारे हृदय में गुरु भक्ति गुरु निष्ठा और सेवा की भावना जी की वंशा गुरु के बाद
Adversive Shishi Guru Duranga, we've now come to Sri Haridev.
Pujapad Kirtan Maharaj and Pujapad Mahan Maharaj, they've spoken very, very beautifully on Sri Haridev, past practices, but I will just take some of their remnants. That Sri Haridev is the predominant deity of Sri Govinda. He was established by Krishna's grandson, great grandson, Vaishnava. And so Gurudevji said that when we're doing Parikrama of Sri Govinda, that we must come here and take darshan of Sri Haridev. That without taking darshan of Sri Haridev, then our darshan, it will not be, our Parikrama will not be complete. But taking darshan of Sri Haridev, that it is not just coming and with our eyes, our material eyes, coming and taking darshan. But for a conditioned soul, it means coming in front of Sri Haridev. And it is not us who is seeing Sri Haridev, but Sri Haridev is seeing us. That we're opening our hearts to Sri Haridev. That I'm Pratita, I'm fallen. That for millions and millions of lives, I've been floating in this ocean of material existence. And now, by mercy of Srila Gurudev, Vaishnava, I'm able to come and do Govardhan Parikram. So please be merciful to me, and please grant me desire that I can have pure love, Vaishnava, the moon of our Gurudev. That this Sri Haridev said that this place, this exact spot, is where Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. We learned that Krishna, he convinced Nandababa and the town congressmen that they should worship Govardhan instead of worshipping Lord Indra. When this happened, Sri Nandakuni, he went up to Swami Road and he told Indra, said that now is Hanuman Bhaktya and all are worshipping you. But the bridge crossing, they're not worshipping. That they've been invited by one small boy, Gopal. And this talkative boy, he's so good, so cunning, that he convinced the bridge crossing not to worship him. Indra was saying, what does it matter? It's just cowardice, man. It's not a big thing. But being poked and poked again by Sri Narada Muni, that Indra, he became so angry, and coming on his carrier, Aravata, but really coming on the carrier of his anger, he came down there along with his clouds of destruction, thunder, so many members of his formidable army, and he came and started to bring so much terror and bring horror to Vrishabhi. In the morning time, all fires became very, very dark, very, very ominous. At that time, there was a voice, and it said that, oh, you great bhaktis, for offending Lord Indra, then you will have to undergo severe punishment. The great bhaktis, in a state of fear, everything dark, horror, then where would they go? They went to Krishna, went knocking on, coming to Krishna. And at that time, Krishna, he was just getting up. And Krishna, he said, oh, I have a dream. They said, what? I had a dream that 50 men were coming, and Giriraj, he told me that you just lift me on the pinky of the left hand. They said, And just as one lifts a little mushroom, umbrella, he just lifted Giriraj Govardhan and yelled on his pinky, "See Giriraj Maharaj the king! See Hasudev the king!" At that time, then Indra, pinky. At that time, Indra, he started to imitate Govardhan. But being helped by Lord Sudarshan Chakra, then Govardhan was not at all disturbed. Then he was inundating for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. Bunch of bridge rabbits were underneath Govardhan, and they were having a big festival. So, Prithapat Maharaj, he was quoting the glories of Govardhan. Hansayama Driyamala Haridasa Bayo. Yet Ram Krishna Charan Parasapa Mota. Madam Padokita Ango Sandayosa Doya, Padiyas Yavasa Kandarasa. That Hansayama Driyamala Haridasa Bayo. That the great bhaktis, the gopis, that they're calling out, the whole Giriraj, that we are helpless, we have no power, we have no strength. That when one is suffering in this material world, in the conditions of the suffering, so then who will one go to? One will go to somebody who has power, who has strength. And they're coming to Sri Giriraj Maharaj. They say, please, you help us. Please, you give us strength. Why? Because you're the best devotee. You're not just Haridas. You're Haridas the Bhaya. Greater than Yudhisthira Maharaj. Greater than Uddha. Then Haridas the Bhaya, Sri Giriraj, is serving Krishna with her own body. She's providing very, very nice platforms where Krishna, he can be with Srimati Radhika. Very beautiful caves where Krishna can go with the cowherd voice, with the simple associates. There in the cave, there's very beautiful studded jewels which are illuminating. There's no need to use sea lamps. So Giriraj is using your own body to illuminate. That the musk, the fragrance coming from Giriraj, is providing very, very nice scent. No need for any incense. Manasvi Ganga, Kushum Sarova, providing very, very nice water for drinking. In this way, Giriraj, her own body, is providing all kinds of food, the highest form of puja of Sri Krishna. So, here at this place, then we can pray to Sri Giriraj, and especially to Sri Haridev, that, oh, I am so weak, that I have come to take your darshan, that I am so blind. I do not know where to go, and I do not have any vision. I'm a blind man. I'm blinded by pride. Just as Lord Indra, he was also blinded. By what? By pride. Because of his pride, then he attacked Krishna and the Vrishbhakti. So the conditioned soul, simply blinded by pride, that, oh, Haridev, just as you remove the pride from your dear servant, Indra, please remove pride from my heart. But this removing of the pride, this is a secondary effect. But the primary effect, which is not from our Indian place, that as the gopis are entering into their youthful years, so it became more and more difficult for them to come and have close contact with Krishna. So this pastime, this arrangement, well, in an emergency situation, when Krishna is lifting the hill, then in that emergency, that nobody is thinking, oh, do not go so close. Just like you may have very, very strict brahmachari. Oh, he's very, very strict brahmachari here. He will not touch the lady. He will never touch. But if there's a fire in the ashram, then he'll go, and he'll go in, without any rules and regulations, he'll go and he'll start to protect. And for this, he'll be glorified. So this arrangement was made by Krishna, that now the gopis will come in close. And even Krishna, as he was holding them, he was scanning around and looking at all the great bhaktis. But then when he looked and he saw to his left Srimati Radhika,
that
the great Bhakti, no desire to go very far distance, to go and take Gangastan, where the Ganges is meeting with the ocean. So, Krishna, he says, oh, no need to go and by his Krishna Yogeshwar, he's the supreme mystic, and by his will, then he called Madhavi Ganga here. So, he said that now it is kind of enclosed. But during that time, 5,000 years ago, then Manasi Ganga was quite large and flowing. And also here is Manasi Devi, who is the predominating deity of Manasi Ganga.
So now we go around Manasi Ganga to Mount